It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Today, Michigan begins to make driver's licenses available to undocumented immigrants who were brought to this country as children. Joining us now is Geeshji Gendreau, Communications Director for the Michigan Department of State. Geeshji, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So the new rules apply to people who qualify under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. What requirements do people have to meet to qualify under that program?
Well, that's a federal program, so it's for young people who were brought to the United States when they were very young, and they can apply for a temporary deferred action, which means that they would not be deported for about 2 years. They would qualify for other benefits, such as being able to get a work permit, and now that the federal government has provided new information under Michigan law, we are required to provide them with the ability to get a driver's license and a state ID.
Now, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson had previously said that individuals who qualify under DACA should not be issued Michigan licenses. So what changed? What caused this change in direction for the state?
What happened was that for about 7 months, the federal government was providing information that said that DACA participants did not have legal status. And Michigan law requires that someone be here legally before we can issue a driver's license. So under the information that the federal government provided for about 7 months, we could not issue driver's licenses to DACA participants. The federal government provided new and different information in late January. So under that new information, we are required to issue driver's licenses and state IDs to DACA participants because the federal government is now telling us that they have legal status.
Now, are young people who qualify under DACA the only people who will take advantage of these new rules?
Actually, we do have other people who are here legally under something like a student visa or other temporary visa who already would have qualified for a driver's license. We now have something called a limited term driver's license. We were rolling that out this month because of state and federal requirements that we have these temporary driver's licenses.
This was something the state was already doing?
That's right. That's something that we were already doing to comply with both state and federal laws that require it. So a student who's here for, say, 3 years, they have documentation that they have a student visa for 3 years, then they would, if they qualify, they could get a driver's license that would expire in 3 years.
Are you getting any feedback from Secretary of State's offices across the state about people coming in to take advantage of the new rules?
No, actually. It's a relatively small number of people. Just in big picture, we do issue millions of driver's licenses every year, so a few thousand people. It's a relatively small number. And just because they qualify to apply for a driver's license or a state ID, we don't know when they would be coming into one of our branches. So we don't really know how many people will be doing that today.
Geeshji Gendreau is Communications Director for the Michigan Department of State. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.